This is KSJD. Good morning. I'm Tom Yoder. David Fila is a poet, freelance writer, and writing instructor who makes Cortez his home. His work has appeared in regional and national publications, including the High Country News, Utney Reader, and the Denver Post. His collection of essays, How Delicate These Arches, Footnotes from the Four Corners, was selected as a finalist for the Colorado Book Award in the category of creative nonfiction. And John Christian Hopkins is a Narragansett. You're going to have to help me out with that one, John.
Narragansett.
Thank you. Narragansett. Journalist, author, and poet who lives on the Navajo Nation. As a journalist, Hopkins has written for USA Today, The Westerly Sun, Native People's Magazine, among others. But he's also delved into writing novels, including Carlomagno. Man, I can't pronounce anything. Nagadoches and Twilight of the Gods. He's also published Rhyme or Reason, a book of Narragansett poetry. These authors will be making appearance together at the Cortez Public Library this Wednesday, February 10th at 6 p.m., an event billed as Comedy Night in the library's Amazing Authors series. Joining me in the studio is David Fila, and by phone, as you've already heard, John Christian Hopkins is also with me this morning. Good morning to you both.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for having us.
You bet. David, why do you write? What motivates you to be a writer?
Boy, that's a tricky question. Somehow it's like it fulfills something in trying to discover what I'm thinking. You know, I mean, it's just been, I've done it for 45, 50 years now, and, you know, it just doesn't stop. So I think it's exploration. It's self-mining, extraction. You know, extraction of all the bad stuff and turning it into good.
I like that. John, what about you? What motivates you to write?
I think I was actually born for it. There's nothing else I've ever really wanted to do. One thing, I like to use humor in my writing a lot because I feel that there's a lot of bad news in the world, and so I kind of feel like maybe my mission is to make people have a laugh now and then and kind of forget, you know, how bad things can be.
You both are writers for newspapers, different kinds of magazines. You've also written essays and poetry. Those are different kinds of voices. David, how do you explore that? How do you explore the different kinds of ways that you write and for different audiences?
Well, I spend a lot of time, you know, paying attention to what's going on in the world, and certain things just strike me in different ways, and very often they strike me in some kind of crazy, sarcastic, weird way, and I wonder about exploring that. So it actually prompts me to study a subject even closer, and I get interested in it. And I also find I'm interested in finding a personal place in that story rather than, you know, like a journalist that would be objective and stand apart and simply report what's happening. I find myself always drawn to finding where I am in that story and incorporating that in it.
Do you write for specific audiences when you write? Is that something that you keep in mind, or are you writing almost more for yourself and audiences just kind of come to that?
Yeah, I think I'm writing more for myself. I am aware that, you know, there's an audience that is, how should we say, out there. You know, I'm putting something in the newspaper and I know that I can't say, you know, everything that I want to say. I have to make it newsworthy. Yeah. But I like John says, I try to find something humorous in it. And I think that's just the way I've been in life. I always started teaching with a joke in the classroom, Sven and Oli or something like that. Yeah.
Right. John, what about you? When you write different kinds of articles for newspapers, or you're writing poetry or fiction, how do you sort out those different voices for your writing?
Well, I know, like, when I write for newspapers, for example, it's not my opinion. What I see myself as is a historian, and that I'm trying to paint a picture of, you know, whatever event, whatever thing I'm covering. I want to write something so that people know exactly what happened at that moment in time. And I envision that, you know, 100 years from now, someone could read my article in the paper and know, wow, this is exactly what happened at this meeting or this event. And that's what I try to do there. But then with my fiction writing, I feel more free to explore things and, You know, it's kind of like David said, I never know what's going to catch my interest and, you know, work its way into my stories. And as I'm writing a book or something, I'm doing research all the way through, even as I'm writing. And, you know, I know some writers start with a little skeleton outline and they know what's going to happen. And I've never been able to do it that way. I kind of surprise myself at the end because I don't always know where the story's going. And as far as poetry, I don't really consider myself a poet, but I love words, and I kind of amuse myself, I guess, by trying to tell a little story through poetry, but making it rhyme. I really like poems that rhyme.
Yeah, that lyrical sound is nice. John, do you have something there that you'd like to read for us right now?
Sure, I will. It's from a piece I wrote called Be Prepared. Success in life is often dependent on preparation. Take the case of Chris Moore of Jackson, Michigan. All he had to do was toss a football. What All-American boy hasn't thrown the old pigskin around? Still, since this throw was important, you might expect Moore to take a few practice tosses in his backyard. But he didn't. Instead, he thought he was all ready to earn his spot in Peyton's place. But he wasn't demanding for the job. Moore's throw fell short, landing in between two fences. Unfortunately for Moore, they were prison fences, and his football was filled with drugs and cell phones. And that's it.
Wow. That is a great ending to that. I love that.
Yeah. See, what I did was, like, I read the news constantly and look for funny, humorous stories, and that was, like, a true news story. And I just kind of, like, had fun with it. That's what I do a lot with. Right now I'm writing for a radio station in Page, Arizona, KXAZ. And on their website, what I do is I kind of take news stories and then try to find something funny and, you know, do some puns and stuff. I love puns.
Yeah, I heard,
the louder you groan,
the better.
I heard the Manning pun in that one. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I've been accused of that. Maybe there's a commonality there.
I think so. That's why I like your work, David. I think it reminds me of me.
All right. Well, if you're just tuning in, you're listening to KSJD. This morning I'm talking with two authors, John Christian Hopkins and David Fila. They're going to be appearing together at what is billed as Comedy Night in the Cortez Public Library's Amazing Author Series. That's going to be this Wednesday, February 10th at 6 p.m. We're going to take a short break, and we're going to hear a little bit of David Fila's writing when we come back. Stay with us. We're back. This is KSJD. I'm Tom Yoder. This morning I'm talking with David Fila and John Christian Hopkins. They are two authors who will be making an appearance together at the Cortez Public Library on Wednesday, February 10th at 6 p.m. in what is being billed as Comedy Night in the library's Amazing Author Series. We're going to talk a little bit about comedy and sense of humor here in just a minute. But David, I thought maybe you'd like to share a little bit of your work right now.
Yeah, I'll throw something at you here, as long as John brought up a football. You know, and I think there's some big football event coming up pretty soon.
I've heard that.
Yeah. I've heard that, yeah. And so just imagine you're trying to get your television set to work on that particular day. So here's two people talking. One, of course, is the problem solver. The other is the problem. So, the television signal comes from that hill to the southeast, and that's where I should point my antenna? That's right. You'll get the best signal from there. Should I have my television at that end of the house? No, not necessarily, if you orient the antenna correctly. Should the rabbit ears be droopy or straight up, like just saw a weasel or something? What rabbit ears? The rabbit ears on my roof. I thought you had a roof antenna. I do now that I put the rabbit on the roof. And you're on the roof? Right, with my rabbit. Did you remove the rabbit ears from the television? I have the television up here, too. I hate to tell you this, but rabbit ears are supposed to be used indoors. I wish you'd have said something before I got my recliner up the ladder. You have a recliner on the roof? Yes, and my television and my rabbit ears, along with my rabbit. Do you have an electrical outlet up there? Well, I'm not stupid. I brought an extension cord. Then plug it in and tell me if you have a good picture. Oh, yeah. Now there's a real good one. Do you think you can stay in that position until the end of the game? Oh, for sure. But I don't know about the rabbit.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Yeah, that's quite an image.
That was titled Bugs.
I was biting my hand so I wouldn't laugh.
Yeah, me too. That's David Fila reading some of his work here on KSJD this morning. Humor is so powerful. You know, it can be used in different ways. David, talk a little bit about that relationship that you have to humor. I mean, you were talking about that mm-hmm. earlier, about that being important to you. Why is that important to you?
You know, it's a curious thing. I know, even as a small child, I remember one of the quotes from my parents is, he always says the damnedest thing, you know? And I guess I would say things that they just never expected. And I think that's part of humor. I think where humor resides is in the unexpected part of the listener, of the receiver. And you know, for me, just like John said earlier, I'm never quite sure where I'm going with what I'm writing, because if I did know, I think I wouldn't be surprised. I think I would lose it. I think I'd be trying to set up to something rather than discover something. Mm-hmm. And I think that's a really important part of humor, is that no surprise for the author, no surprise for the listener. Someone said that in a different form, but yeah.
Makes sense to me. John, what about you? Talk a little bit about, you know, you guys are coming to the library here on Wednesday, and it's comedy night. What kind of role does comedy and humor play in your life and your writing?
I love to laugh, I have to tell you, and I've been writing as long as I can remember. That's all I've wanted to do. And when I was in high school, I would experiment with different types of writing. And I was, you know, I'd watch, I'd say, hey, could you read this for me? And then I'd watch them as I was reading. And I learned early on that it was really easy to make people cry. I mean, everybody has pain in their life. They've all suffered some loss. It's really easy to write something and make people, you know, start crying, because may not even be what you wrote, but it makes them remember something. It's much harder to me. I think writing comedy is, I think, the hardest thing, because people have different senses of humor. And there's times when I bomb, when I think something's hilarious and I show it to somebody and, you know, they're just like, what the heck is this? you know, so it's a real challenge to try to find that, just like a delicate little middle ground between, you know, the swamps of sadness, and then you get this little bit of land that you're trying to stay on to make people laugh. And I find that quite challenging. And you know, when I hit it, and when people really, you know, they laugh and they tell me, oh, that just made my day. I mean, that makes my day. I mean, mm-hmm. So that's what it is. I find humor a real, I find it a challenge, and I believe that, you know, the old saying that laughter is the best medicine. I love to hear people laugh. Yeah.
I find that really interesting that you say that there's this delicate little middle ground between sadness and laughter, because when you were talking about that, I was having the same kind of thought, that those two things are kind of closely linked in a very interesting way, sadness and sorrow and laughter. And laughter, I think, can find a way through sorrow sometimes in that way.
Yeah.
There's an old poem, I can't quite remember the title of it, but, you know, it's probably 1800s in it, and just one line was, laugh and the world laughs with you, cry and you cry alone.
Yeah, right.
I guess I didn't want to be alone as much.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That makes sense. Well, what are you guys going to bring to the Cortez Library? What can audiences expect when they see you? You're going to be on this tour. You'll be in Bayfield. You'll be in, is it Telluride and Cortez?
Yes.
What are you bringing to those audiences? What are you hoping to achieve?
Well, what we're trying to do is create kind of a dueling giggle. And it's going to be a challenge, because remember, we're in three libraries, and the rule of libraries is to be quiet. So we're going to be forced to, you know, like, you know, try to subdue what we're doing. But anyway, we're going to...
Quiet laughter.
Yeah, quiet laughter. Could you hold it down a little over there? There's somebody studying. Yeah, so we'll have to play with that one. But I know what I'm... it's not going to be poetry. From my point of view, mm-hmm. and I've done a lot of those, and I'm going to be doing a lot with the journalism, with some of the columns, with some of the dialogues I've been working on in this crazy little book. And John's going to be pulling some of the same kind of stuff, I think. Isn't that right, John?
Yeah, that's it. I want to read some of the stuff that I've written for different newspapers, websites, some humorous stuff. Probably a lot of, like I did with this guy throwing the football over the prison, stuff that's maybe started out in like a real news story, and then I just played with it and massaged it and then had fun with it. I'm also toying with the idea of just like when I introduce myself with doing like a brief stand-up comedy bit, which is something I've never done before, but since it is comedy, then I was thinking maybe I should try this.
Mm-hmm. That sounds great.
Good plan.
Well, you guys, thank you both for coming in and talking with me today. It was really a pleasure, and thanks for the laughter you brought to me today in this conversation. I appreciate it.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah.
That's David Fila and John Christian Hopkins. They will be at the Cortez Public Library this Wednesday, February 10th. That starts at 6 p.m. as Comedy Night will take the stage, as it were, as part of the library's Amazing Authors series. Come take your good medicine of laughter on Wednesday. Thanks for listening this morning. This is KSJD. I'm Tom Yoder.